is an Encore presentation.
Welcome to Joy of Business with host Simone Millicis, a dynamic business leader with a difference. Simone has founded and operated many businesses from a young age and has always done business differently. Today, Simone is the worldwide coordinator of Access Consciousness and travels the world presenting Joy of Business programs using access tools and empowering people to know that they can create business in a different way and make money doing it. Simone Millicis, weekly on OM Times Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to OM Times. You're with Simone Millicis, your host. And today I'm joined by Heather Nichols, all the way from the U.S. So welcome, Heather.
Hi, thank you. Great to be here.
It is great to be here. So we're doing a pre-record just in case you we're going to let you know when this is on. We tried to do it the other day, and apparently Australia's internet is a little bit slow to be doing uploading the live shows. So at the moment, I'm leaving for India today, so I'm going to be away for 7 weeks. So I will be doing some shows live, and some will be pre-recorded. But you know what? It's fabulous to look at things like this. I mean, the title of this show is Your Business as Your Playmate. And one of the things that kept happening on the show when we were trying to talk, myself and Heather, it's like it kept, you know, cutting out, et cetera, if you're listening to it. And it's like, you know, it's not about going to the wrongness. It's about asking questions and finding out what else is possible. So immediately I contacted the producer, and Michelle, who I work with, has come up with this brilliant idea. And now we can do these pre-records with ease. So first thing I want to say is anywhere that you are struggling with something that's happening with your business because it's definitely not showing up the way you think it should be, where you destroy and uncreate it, all the judgments, projections, expectations, separations, everything that creates that doesn't allow you to create a future and the possibilities that are available, times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So today's show is about what if your business is your playmate? So you know what? If your playmate doesn't show up in time or your playmate's sick or something, you don't go into judgment, you go into a question. Okay, so now what can I do? So the show description, I love this because it's like it's asking, are you aware that you are not your business and your business is not you? So if your business is its own entity, what can it contribute to you dynamically? And what can you receive from it and contribute to your business? Now, it's a totally different way to look at business. So I am looking at exploring some of this with Heather today. So, and actually having that willingness to have fun with your business and, you know, and sort of pock and potting everywhere that you've decided that what success is too. And it's like, if you're too serious about your business or you're making it significant, it's like, what if you approach your business as an adventure of living and creating? I can tell you one thing, there's so much more that's possible and there's a lot more ease and there's a lot more success available to you beyond what you've decided success is. So now, Heather, you've done an amazing amount of different businesses, which I love. I don't think I meet anyone nowadays who just sticks to one thing. So, and it seems like you're a creator of magnitude. And you've done many, many different things, from working in owning a large movement studio and healing spa, running private practice as a psychotherapist. It's like you've taught mind-body movement. You facilitate workshops and trainings in the field of transformation. And recently, very, very recently, you just became a Joy of Business facilitator. Yay!
Yes. Yes. So already I'm having so much fun with it.
Awesome. I'm so grateful. And it was the first facilitator training we ever did. And it's very cool to have people from all over the world fly to Australia and do this. And you flew all the way from the U.S. to come along and play with us. So yeah. One of the first things I wanted to ask you and talk to you about is it's sort of like, talk to me more about the adventure of bringing more joy sort of and play into the business over the years. Like, what does that look like for you?
I think, just right out of the gate, it's like one of the ways that to dynamically increase adventure and joy and fun in business is to get out of judgment, which is a huge part of the invitation that Access Consciousness is and that Joy of Business is. And I think for me, you know, I have always been a creator of magnitude, and I've never, you know, I'm not the person who's going to be doing the same thing in 40 years that I was doing, you know, 40 years ago or whatever. My work and my business has morphed and changed over the years, and I've been creating my own business for close to 20 years now. And before I came across Access, I think I was still kind of making that wrong. Like, I was still sort of thinking, like, well, when am I going to find the thing? You know, like the thing.
I was just
fun. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. Like, when you said that, it's like, because that's one of the things I notice is that people project judgment at you the most. Oh, she can't settle down. She can't. It's like she can't find the one. She can't be happy with what she's chosen because she's always changing, et cetera. So can you talk a little bit about that, when people get that, and what do they do about it? What sort of tools can we give them?
For the projections, well, I think really projection and judgment is it's just a lie. And so there's a lot of things that you could do with other people's judgment, but I would say – the fastest way to get out of that trap is just to recognize that it's just somebody's lie that they're making up about you and probably about themselves. And so do you want to function from believing that that's true and making it real, or do you want to just look at it like a children's storybook, you know, and be like, that's a story, and what would I like to create? And it's so simple, but it's so powerful. And the more I do it, the more fun I have. Because there's so many things I've created in my life that are judgeable. Like, and my relationship is a long-distance relationship, and that's judgeable. And people are always like, oh, that must be so hard, you know. I'm like, we love it. We've been doing it for 5 years, and it's awesome, you know. Or my, you know, I'm a single mom. Like, I've chosen all these things that are judgeable in this reality, and including having a dynamically changing business. Someone's phone. So to get out of believing that other people's judgments are real or have anything to do with me or really or any of my business is, you know, has been so huge for me. And I still, you know, it's still something I play with, of course, but it's just giving me a lot of freedom.
One of the things that I've noticed too, like what you're saying, is it's like playing with your business is a judgeable offense, or it seems like having too much joy is a judgeable offense as well. Like,
totally.
I remember years and years ago when I worked in Sydney, Australia, and I had markets, and I used to work at two markets on a Saturday and a Sunday, and you know, during the week I'd get stuff ready for the markets and do all of that, but I was traveling overseas and buying things and selling them at the markets, and I was making a huge profit, and I was making probably anywhere between $8,000 around Christmas time, $10,000 a weekend, and all of my friends were like, when are you going to get a real job, like when are you going to do it? And I was like, I'm earning way more money than you. I'm going to the beach most of the time during the week. I seem to be way happier. And it was like, what do you mean get a real job? But it was like people couldn't handle that I wasn't being normal. So everywhere that you are being not the norm, which is being you, and it's become a judgeable offense, and you're buying into those judgments from anybody, will you please, please, please destroy and uncreate it? Time to go, Zillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Sidebar, if you want to find out more about the clearing statement, go to theclearingstatement.com, or you can go to accessjoyofbusiness.com and it'll tell you more about it too. But basically, it's taking you out of any place that you are judging and functioning from the limitations. Because if you have no limits in business, what would you choose? It's like a zillion things that's possible. And it's like, one of my favorite questions at the moment is, what possibilities are available that you have not yet instituted?
I love that.
And if
one.
You play with that question, it's like, I mean, ask your staff, ask the people you work with, ask your lover, ask anyone. It's like, what possibilities are available that we have not yet instituted? Because what it's doing is it's bringing up the energy and changing it and allowing for more possibilities to show up beyond your cognitive mind. Because, like, you know what? Yeah. Your mind only knows where it's been and done before. So it's like, what else is possible? And that play, it's huge.
Yeah. And you don't have to get it right. There's such a I mean, this is another piece of the judgment conversation, but it's like in this reality, there's such a thing about getting business right. And it's so serious. And if you don't get it right, you're not going to have money and you're going to fail and blah, 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 you know. And it's like, but you can't play if you are trying to get it right. Like it eliminates play. You know, how many kids go to create some game out of the blue and are worried about whether they're going to create the right game, you know? Like, you don't see kids doing that. And that's
no.
part of the brilliance of children. And what if we could be that with our businesses and literally, like, get out of the seriousness and the striving to get it right? Because what if you never will get it right? And that's, like, what if right isn't real and isn't
exactly,
and it's, you know, it's not attainable or desirable,
yeah.
really.
So everywhere that you've made getting it right, and you've made yourself so wrong because you're not getting it right, so you're actually right because you're wrong. Two, three, destroy and uncreate it, times a gazillion, right and wrong, good, bad, pock and pot, all names, shorts, boys, and beyond. I love the analogy you use with the kids. I mean, I think of my niece. She's actually 11 now, but I've had a lot to do with her as she's been growing up, and she's so funny. If she comes up with something, she comes up with a game. Even when she was like three, and it's like she'd come up with something, she didn't ask you to play it. She demanded that you played it, like the
oh,
way
yeah.
she played it. And that she was like, no, this is what we're doing. And it's like, and she'd come up with some concoction or whatever or some crazy idea. And it was so cute, but you ended up playing with her. Because she was
yeah.
so sort of in this space of like, no, we're creating. And it's like, so where did you lose that space of creation? At what age did you all, everyone listening to this show, lose that space of creation and start making business serious and start making it the no play zone? So everything like that is, and everywhere that you've given up the no play zone, or you've created the no play zone by giving up the play zone, truth, where you destroy and uncreate it, times ago, Zillion,
yeah.
right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. So we are going to be heading off to a break really soon. But one of the things I wanted to have a look at too is, I mean, in this show, we're referring to, you know, your business as your playmate. And one of the things, you know, listening to you talk, Heather, it's like I hear this thing of going, oh, yeah, well, people, I can play with this.
Right.
Because, but it's more of a hobby. It's not my serious business. It's sort of like if people have more revenue streams, but the highest revenue stream is not creating the, you know, the seriousness. It's like, what else can we discover there? So we'll go off to a break and we'll come back and we'll talk more about that. Thanks for joining us. Joy of business.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business. And share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Hi, my name is Monica, and I'm the host of Co-Creating Now. Give yourself an opportunity to connect with your all-knowing higher self and manifest joy, love, and peace together every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Joy of Business, and I'm joined by Heather Nichols in Your Business as Your Playmate is the title of our show today. And you know what I was just thinking about, Heather, while the adverts were on, is that because we're talking about like those places that I see people sort of go, oh, well, that's a hobby, rather than actually mm-hmm. making the play with your business. You know, like it's like if you have something that's sort of part-time, then that can be playful, but it's only a hobby. But the one thing that where your main revenue stream comes from is not considered the playtime. And it's like, what if it was the playtime? Like I'm looking at things like, I mean, I play on the stock market. I started to play with currency exchange and I didn't really like it. It wasn't for me. But interesting enough, I deal with, you know, currency exchanges all the time. But I still play with money with, you know, with buying gold and silver and watching the price of it and stuff like that. And it's like, it's a total play for me, but it is also a revenue stream. So where are people like, you know, playing and not considering it a large revenue stream? Like how much profit have you all decided you're allowed to make from playing with business? Are you allowed to make profit at all? Or is it just sort of, this is playtime, so it's not about making money? And everything in that is and everywhere that you've decided you can't make money when you're playing with your business because you have to be serious and wear a suit and a tie and carry a man bag or a briefcase or something where you destroy and uncreate it.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So, Heather, can you talk a little bit more about how you see your business as your playmate?
Yeah, and I wanted to comment on the money thing, too, because I really I get that, like, kind of like, yeah, having fun, having joy, like everything you were just talking about, and like, that's great, and, you know, this is about making money. And what's funny is that, you know, I've been creating business for, I don't know, I guess probably 18 years at this point. And in the past 2 years, since I've added the access tools to my business and how I create my business and the joy of business tools, my income has increased sixfold in 2 years. So,
nice.
Share that.
How does it get any better than that? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so it's like, to me, it's like, something is clearly working here, you know, and it's not just about money, but business is part, you know, part of what we create, why we create businesses to create money, and so much more. And I'm having more fun with it than I ever have. So how does it get better and what else can we all create?
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
And, you know, one of the things that Dr. Dane here has said ages ago, and I absolutely love it, is money follows joy. Joy doesn't follow money. And I use that all the time. And it's like, even just listening to you, it's like you've increased your income by 6 times and I can see it's still growing. It's like, you know, money follows joy. And it's like, if you're joyful with what you're actually creating and doing, any way that you've decided joy is just not a possibility in business. And it's like, it doesn't exist. Truth, we destroy and uncreate it. Time to go, Johnny, and right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
And so what's funny about it is I struggled for a lot of years with business. You know, I had businesses that weren't profitable and I was always seeking more and getting coaching. And I don't think I've ever not had like a business coach or some sort of, you know, tools that I was working with the creation of my business. But what changed once I found access is that I stopped trying to get it right, like we were saying in the beginning. And as a result of that, you know, the joy factor increased dynamically and so did my income. And so, what if making your business your playmate is actually just like the willingness to get messy, the willingness to create spontaneously, the willingness to not have form and structure with how you create, and to be innovative with your business in a way that's fun for you. And what if that is the thing that can increase your income dynamically?
Yeah, and one of the things you just reminded me about too, and you know, we just both got off the call with Gary Douglas on Creative Edge Club that Gary and Dane do with Access Consciousness. Oh my gosh, that was a fantastic call.
Yeah.
And it's one of the things that I realized from this call and is that is asking questions. And it's like I deal with so many different projects. And it's like, you know, if you're in business and you're dealing with a lot of different people, a lot of different projects. I mean, I also deal with a lot of different people from all over the world and people function differently, you know, an Aussie too. I mean, just because, you know, Americans and Australians speak the same language, sort of. It's like, doesn't mean we function the same. So you've got to be willing to ask questions and ask for your awareness to increase. And it was really interesting this morning. I got cranky at someone and I wasn't even sure why. Like, I was just getting like, you know, like this person, blah, 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 sort of thing. And then I was like, okay, what's going on here? And then there was something else that came from this person and I went, oh, there's no question in their universe. Mm. And it was annoying me so much that they weren't even willing to go, hey, does this work for you? Hey, would this be okay? Or anything, just some sort of a question, even organizing. They were telling me what I had to be doing. And it's like, I don't know about you, Heather, but I hate being told what to do. And it's like most humanoids hate being told what to do. So it's like, if you can turn it around into a question, and luckily enough, I was willing to ask questions and go, okay, why am I getting cranky at this person? Every time I hear her name, it makes me cranky. And I happen to work with her a lot, so this is really not going to work for me because I don't really choose to be cranky. So it was like, what can I change here? So I'm actually going to talk to her later, and what I wanted to talk to her about was asking questions, because it's like, it is someone who is about to deal with one of our businesses in a very big way. And it's like, you need to be able to ask questions. You need to be able to ask questions of everyone that you work with. And what will happen is you'll open up to a world of possibilities, including yourself. Like, there's a vulnerability there of that is available that maybe you haven't yet accessed, which is the play of business. Because if you ask a question, then so much more can show up. So I know I've spoken about that a lot on With Joy business stuff, but you know what? You have to use it. It's like, questions are imperative. If you go to answer, it's like, it's almost like this disdain.
Yeah, and there's always more questions that we can be asking. I mean, I'm always inviting myself to be the question and to ask more questions and to ask different questions all the time. And to me, it's like, if I'm functioning from what I know already and my mind, I'm not truly creating. Like, to me, it's like, when I create my business and when I create anything, I'm always looking at what is possible beyond what I'm aware of now. And I know that if I keep looking to, really, and that's what questions give us, is the awareness of what else is possible beyond what we're aware of now. Because if it's not a true question if you're asking a question that can be answered. But if you're asking for awareness, you're asking for new information, new awareness, new possibilities, and you are then looking beyond what you currently know, which is where creation and innovation and joy and play show up. And it's not a controllable thing, which is okay.
To be out of control with your business?
Yeah, don't do that. It would be really no fun.
So one of my favorite processes from Access Consciousness is what would happen if you were out of control, out of definition, out of form, structure, significance, out of linearities, and out of concentricity. And you can add on the end there, with you being in business, or with you and your business, or you can add with anything, with your relationship. And everything at that is times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So Heather, you touched on, like, when you were creating your business. Can you talk to me a little bit more about what you see, or some tools you could give people listening to? What does that look like to create your business?
Yeah, and this is where I think, like, the playmate thing comes in, and acknowledging that your business is not you and you are not your business, that it is its own entity. It has an energy of its own. And so some of the stuff you read in the beginning speaks to this, but, like, what if we could interact with our businesses as, like, with the acknowledgement that our business is its own entity, and what contribution can I be to my business? What contribution can my business be to me? And what would my business like to be and create in the world? What would I like to be and create in the world? What are the possibilities that are available here? And it's like, there's something so powerful about getting out of the belief and the misidentification that we are our businesses. Like, so many people go to that space and try to create from that space. And I know I did for a long time. And the more I, like, give space to my business and to me and see us as playmates who are interacting and, you know, playing with question and choice, possibility, contribution, the more I can create. It's like, you know, having, it's like the difference between having your friend and, you know, as kids, like two playmates playing together and creating something that is, you know, like emerges from their interaction and their curiosity and wonder, or, you know, sort of being like, no, you have to do everything like I do. You know, you have to be like me. And that doesn't go very far. So, so as far as tools, it's like I talk to my business. I'm always sort of looking, like I'm always, there's like 8 million different places we could go. there's an energy of intimacy. And so one of the five elements of intimacy, and I play with this a lot with my business, but one of them is honoring. And so just honoring like the energy that my business is and what it would like to be and create and become. And so as I create what I create, really like honoring that my business has its own contribution to that, and acknowledging that. So
it's interesting because I know. And when you're saying the contribution, it's like, I get that so many people see that as a one-way street, and it's not.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, like if you're the boss, you have to do everything. And it's like, or, you know, or the business can't actually contribute to you. And it's like, if you look at it like that, you will limit what can show up as well. Because it's like, what can you receive from your business? What can it contribute to you? And what can you contribute to it? I mean, even if you look at the energy of that, it's sort of, you know, it's so much softer. And it's like, and there's a level of receiving in there that has no judgment, it has no definition, and it has no limitation. So, hey, we'll talk more about the five elements of intimacy too with business when we come back from the break. And the other thing I wanted to also, that you touched on that I wanted to sort of follow up on is when you said giving space to your business, and what does that look like? And I'd also, if you want to find Heather, you can go to Access, well, not find her, like as in where does she live, accessconsciousness.com and look up Heather Nichols. And it's like she's based in Denver and she'll be doing a bunch of Joy Business, Access Business 101 classes. They're one-day classes. They're $400 and they're called Business Done Different. So you can find that on accessconsciousness.com and look up Heather. And we'll be back really soon with more tools for you.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the blue collar goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into Om Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com. Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Joy of Business. And that's the first time I heard that advert that we've got on. So amazing voice, getting the book, Joy of Business. So get it now at a place near you. So I just found this quote from Gary Douglas, actually, the founder of Access Consciousness. And I love it. It says, when you move beyond the 12% and start creating some space, you lose what you think is your focus and you lose what you think is a creative energy. You feel like nothing is going to happen and you quit. When it moves into the place where it feels like nothing is happening, it's when everything is happening. So I was wondering if you could talk a little bit to that, Heather, because one of the things you were saying is you give space to your business, which is really not what this reality recommends. It's a really different way to look at business.
I know, and it's funny. It's one of those everything is the opposite of what it appears to be kind of things. Because we can suffocate our businesses by, you know, sort of breathe. It's like, I mean, so if your business is its own entity and you're like breathing down its neck all the time, you know, that's not very fun. So giving space is like allowing and giving space to me, which if I acknowledge that business is the adventure of living, then I'm always like my business is always in my awareness as I'm moving through my day and creating and playing and yet it may not always require my direct attention. And sometimes just being the being that spacious energy and expanding my zone of awareness and playing with my kids or, you know, doing something for my body. Like I always say that the Korean spa in Denver is like one of my favorite places to create. And like my business will ask me to go there sometimes and get like scrubbed and soak and all of that, because when I'm doing something yummy for my body, a lot of times creation occurs and I get inspiration and ideas and things like that. So it's like sometimes that space is what's required. And I saw that quote today too, and it so speaks to, I think, what can show up for people when they start playing with these tools and playing with energy, is that it's like, the dynamics of how we create business are so, they become so different, and so there's so much less density and solidity and conclusion and judgment and all of that. And sometimes it does feel sort of like, whoa, did everything just go away? Or, you know, because we start to play with these subtle energies and these whispery energies that don't, you know, hit you over the head or, you know, that are these possibilities that are beyond what we're aware of now, that, you know, when we start to play on that playground, the energy changes so much. And it's like, wow, it's like total space and total possibility. And I could create anything and I could create nothing and it's all okay. And it's a kind of a foreign land for a lot of people.
It is a foreign land. And one of the things that I'm sort of coming up for me when you're talking about this is it's like if people have been, it's sort of, we've been entrained by this reality that you have to work X amount of hours a week, or actually the opposite as well, where it's like, oh, I'm doing the 4-hour week. You know, I mean, that guy wrote that book and it's like, you know, I don't work past, you know, 5 o'clock or something. And it's like, you know, and they're really proud of it rather than creating when you create. I mean,
yeah.
And it's like, and I get that it sort of becomes this judgeable offense again, how boring, but again, when you are doing things like going, oh, what's Heather going off to the Korean spa? You know, it's Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock. She should be working. And it's like, you know, what if it wasn't like that? I mean, we just started working with someone recently and he's like, he only works certain hours of the day and he doesn't work on weekends. And to me, it's like, that's also crushing the creativity that you have. Because you may have some brilliant ideas on a Sunday afternoon when you're sitting out in your veranda having a glass of wine. You're like, oh, this.
Oh, yeah.
And you start creating. But if you've decided that you don't work then, you only work, you know, you have to start work at Monday at 9 o'clock. It's like, how much are you not allowing those creative juices to flow? And it's like you're trying to control it. So it's just another way to control. So I'm going to run that process again. So what would happen if you were out of control, out of definition, out of limitation, out of concentricities, and out of form, structure, and significance with you and your business? And everything at that is times a godzillion where you destroy and uncreate it.
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and neons. Okay, one more time. What would happen if you were out of control, out of definition, out of form, structure, significance, out of linearities, concentricities with you and your business? And everything at that is times a godzillion where you destroy and uncreate it.
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. What if there was no rules and no regulations, and what if time didn't exist?
Mm-hmm.
And even in business, so everything at that is times a godzillion where you destroy and uncreate it.
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
Yeah, one of the things that I know, I've come to know about how I create is that I tend to create very spontaneously, and there's something that's been really valuable for me about acknowledging that that's sometimes how my creations come through, and really getting, I've had to really let go of like the form and structure of like, you know, because I have systems in my business that are really helpful, but, you know, where I can communicate with people that I work with and create graphics and create this and that and this and that. And sometimes these creations are like, nope, now, you know, and it's like, there's no time
yes.
for graphics and there's no time for, you know, and so to really be willing to follow the energy. And it's like, when that comes, it's like, okay, sit down and do whatever's required right now to create this, to bring this to fruition. And again, it's an honoring of the energy of that creation. You know, oh, this thing wants to be created, like, now, through me. Okay, cool, you know. And a lot
Which
of times
I'm
that happens at midnight.
Well, I'm really grateful that you have that point of view, and I'll tell you why, is because I know that one of the things that you're waiting on from Joy Business at the moment, of course, we're going through massive amounts of change, and we're changing the website completely. And it's going to look, well, of course it's going to look way better. Why did we create a website that's going to look way, you know, worse? So it looks more like the energy of what we are now and where we're heading. And it's like the one that I'm currently using was something we created years ago. And if any of you guys out there have websites, you'll know that they've sort of become that place where they're sort of almost old as soon as you create them. But anyway, we're creating a brand new website, really nice, sleek, professional, but still have that fun, joy business. I'm very excited about the banner that we made for the website. It's got all these, you know, graphics and video and stuff like that from me traveling all over the world because I do business everywhere. So, and one of the things that we have not done, like, because we're sort of in this change of like the graphical stuff. So I know that you were waiting on the graphics for Joy Business, and we haven't given them to you yet. But I'm happy to announce that you've also got 7 of your classes listed up on the accessconsciousness.com website, which is great. So it's like, what if nobody waited for anyone, and you just created these classes? So I'd love people, if you're in the US, are there all those classes in the US?
Yeah. Boulder, Colorado, Telluride, Colorado, Durango, Colorado, Seattle, California, Hawaii. In the next 4 or 5 months, that's what we have so far. So, and what
nice.
Else is possible? Yeah.
How does it get any better than that?
Yeah. And
so it's
my website
is 101.
Yeah. I'm so excited. I just love those classes. And my website is heathernichols.com too, which also has all of that. It's on the Access site and my site as well. So if you want to find dates and all of that, that's another place to look. So
awesome.
Yeah.
And that's heathernichols.com.
Yeah.
So to make it nice and easy. Woohoo! The exposure of joy business. So now we did touch on the 5 elements of intimacy. Now this is a tool from Access Consciousness, and we talk about the 5 elements of intimacy: gratitude, honor, allowance, trust, and vulnerability. Now, what I did with this is I looked at it. I mean, you can't really even be in a relationship if you don't have those 5 elements of intimacy with yourself. And it's like what that is being grateful for you, being honoring of yourself, being in allowance of yourself, no matter what you choose, no matter, you know, if you do something that you think is maybe not appropriate or you're not getting it quote-unquote right, and it's like you're in allowance of everything that shows up. And it's like trusting yourself and also being willing to be vulnerable with yourself. Now, I, for a long time, I wrote all of these on a sticky note, and I put it on my mirror in my bathroom. And every day I would pock and pod everywhere that I wasn't willing to be grateful, honoring, in allowance, and trusting, and vulnerable with myself. Times of Godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pod all night, shorts, boys, and beyond. Now, this is a really great tool to use with anything, because it's like you can use it with your partner, with your relationship, with your kids, and guess what? You can use it with your business and money. So my recommendation is to be like, this is a process you can run. What energy, space, and consciousness can you and your business be that would allow you to have and be the five elements of intimacy with absolute total ease? And everything that doesn't allow that to show up, destroy and uncreate it, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot all night, shorts, boys and beyond. And if you're running it yourself, if you want to write this down, you run what energy, space, and consciousness can me and my business be that would allow me to have and be the five that will allow us to have and be the five elements of intimacy with absolute total ease. And everything that that is, times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
Awesome.
So, yeah. So I know you've used these tools too, obviously, Heather. I mean, you facilitate these tools, et cetera. And it's like, is there anything that you want to offer with these in this last minute or two before we go to the next break?
This is actually one of my favorite topics, the five elements of intimacy, and playing with it in business is just so generative. And yes, 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 you can't have it with anything or anyone if you don't have it with you. So start there. Vulnerability, I guess I would highlight that and just say that if you aren't willing to have vulnerability in business and with your business, when we're not willing to have that, we cut off so much awareness and so much possibility with all of the elements of intimacy. But I wanted to bring it up because it's so not in this reality. Vulnerability and business are like, they don't go together at all. You know, business is about like eliminating vulnerability, right? And creating stability. And so here we are at our break.
Not in our reality though, Heather. So we'll be back really soon.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money? That business is hard. I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicis, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Joy Business. You're with Simone Millicis and you're with Heather Nichols. And if you want to find out more about either of us, you can go to accessjoyofbusiness.com or to accessconsciousness.com, or Heather has her own site, heathernichols.com. So lots to go and play with and research and have some fun with. So one of the, where this is on our last segment, it goes so quickly. One of the things that we wanted to sort of look at and talk to you about, and I know Heather wants to sort of, you know, cover this topic too, is sort of like how having that joy in business, which happens to be my business name, sort of increases the money flows. And it's like, you know, what would it be like to have everybody on the planet functioning from joy and playing with business? What would that look like?
What would it look like? Wow.
What do you see it looking like? If everyone was, I mean, you know, I know that some people sort of listen and sort of go, yeah, these people can have joy in business because they've got this business, but I've got a serious one, or, you know, blah, 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 or they've got some reason and justification for why they can't function from joy in business and why it can only be somebody else. And in truth, all the reasons and justifications you come up with are not true. So everything at that is and everywhere that you're buying into your own lies, truth where you destroy and uncreate it, and that might seem a bit harsh, but it's true, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And it's like, what if there were no lies? What if you were willing to function from those five elements of intimacy? And what if no matter what business you're in, whether you are a CEO and it's like, you know, own a retail shop, it's like work in a bank, and it's like drive a taxi or an Uber car, that's the big thing. It's like, what is it that you are currently earning money from that if you had more joy in it would actually change your entire reality? And guess what? Would probably change the world. So everything as that is, times of Godzilla, we destroy and uncreate it.
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all known, shorts, boys and beyond. I mean, I would really like to encourage people to actually just even for one day, it's like try it for one day, 1 week and go, okay, so what would it look like if I wasn't functioning from the limitations of this reality?
Yeah. But one of my favorite questions too is what can I add? What can I add to my life or what can I add to my business that would create more right away? Or you could ask, what can I add to my business that would create more joy right away? Be willing to receive and perceive anything, because it could be anything. And it doesn't have to be like that you're taking on a new project, although it could be that, but it could even just be adding a new question or, you know, playing with a new energy or bringing in like something, some new energy in some way that you can play with. And sometimes that changes everything. And sometimes it is like a new creation, you know, that if you add that to your business or a new project or whatever, it's like it can change the energy of your entire business. And so much of the time in this reality, we think we have to like manage and eliminate and separate and, you know, control again. what we take on so we don't get overloaded and all of that. But if you're having joy with your business and fun with your business, I'm creating my business all the time because it's just so fun for me. And when it's not fun, then I look at like what requires, like what do I need to change here? What needs to be different? What can I add? So that's a really fun tool to play with. And I think also just acknowledging, what is it that you love about what you do? You know, what does bring you joy about what you do? Like if you're an Uber driver, is it fun for you to chat with people? Or maybe it's fun for you to drive. So much of the time we don't even acknowledge, we don't acknowledge so much of what's going on in our lives and what we're creating. But if you don't acknowledge what it is that brings you joy and that is fun for you, then you can't really receive it. So what is actually already fun for you that if you just acknowledged it would increase the joy factor, you know, times a godzillion? And anything that doesn't allow you to be, know, perceive and receive that, you destroy it and create it.
Yes.
Right, or get that online and talk about shorts, boys and beyond.
And one of the things I wanted to add to with that too, Heather, it's like when you were saying, like, if things aren't, you know, showing up, it's not joyful, and everything, like, what can I change here? And it's like, there's a difference, there's a really fine line between creating change as a distraction and change as asking for real change to show up. Because it's sort of like it's recognizing when if something's not sort of being joyful, it's not fun, et cetera, and it's like, okay, asking the question, is there something I can change here? You know, and if so, you know, how do I change it? And also, okay, so is there something else that I should be creating here or something else I should be doing or instituting? I mean, like Heather mentioned before, it's like maybe at that moment it's like, all right, so does my body actually require something that's more nurturing, like, you know, going to the Korean spa, et cetera, or doing something like that? It might not be that there's a change required. The change might be that you need the space. So please get that what we've been talking about here is like the five elements of intimacy. So, you know, you've got the gratitude, honor, allowance, trust, and vulnerability. Okay. You've also got the sense of space that you can have with the business. And it's like, and when that sense of space comes in, doesn't mean that you're losing focus, and it doesn't mean, you know, that you have to quit. It means that the business has a sense of space. So you're asking questions. Okay, so what question could I ask you now even? What else is possible? And it's like, and when the business starts to become that place where it feels like nothing's happening, it's like maybe that's when everything is happening and the business is actually creating itself beyond the limitations that you've decided it can function from, which most business owners always have limitations on the business rather than, you know, think of it like a bird. It's like, let it fly, you know. It's like, where do you want to fly to? I mean, ask your business. Yeah. Even that's a question. Okay, business, where would you like to fly to today?
Oh,
what would you like
that
to create? And everything, it doesn't allow that to show up, destroy and uncreate it. Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. Especially after you've been in Australia, Heather, with all the Australian birds. We have so many, and they're so loud. And they make really freaking
awesome
noises. Who would you like to fly quietly, business? No. Yeah. But it's like, but how much noise would you like to make? Or whatever that is. And it's like, so again, just to sort of cover like over all this, and it's like what Heather and I have been trying desperately to invite you to is having your business as a playmate, playing with your business, which means that it's like, all right, where would you like to play today? Who would you like to play with?
Yeah.
But it's like even using that sexualness, the energy of sexualness, and it's like, I mean, the energy of orgasm, and it's like that's what's going to create something different showing up.
Yeah.
So everywhere that you're not willing to play with your business and have it as a playmate where you destroy and uncreate it, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. Sorry, go on, Heather.
Oh, when you were talking about sexualness, one of the elements of sexualness is also nurturing. What would it be like if you allowed your business to be nurturing of you?
Yeah.
And everything that brings up and everything that doesn't allow that, let's destroy it and create it. Right,
yes.
Wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, pot, shorts, boys and beyond. And it's like, so, are you willing to receive from everything, from the whole universe, including your business, including everything that you create? And that is one of the things that has expanded my business so much, and it continues to, is that I keep being willing to ask for more and to receive more and to allow more people to contribute and to allow my business to be nurturing with me and to receive like contribution and kindness from my business and to give that back as well.
I love that. Thank you.
Yeah, it's amazing what that opens up. And there's no hard work, quote unquote, you know, like we think of in this reality, involved in that. It's the receiving that.
So right now, yeah, wherever you are, and it's like even if you're driving in the car, you're at home or you're in bed, you're on a couch, whatever it is. And it's like, I mean, as soon as you started saying that, Heather, I went, oh, and it's like I started receiving from everything around me that I hadn't been willing to in that moment. And it's like, so if you start receiving from everything around you, and it's like, what does that look like? It's not hard. It doesn't, you know, a sound doesn't go off. It doesn't become, you know, ultra quiet or anything like that. It's like you just start receiving, and it's like if you pull energy up from the earth, and it's like if you have your feet on the ground or on the couch or whatever it is, on the, you know, the pedal of the car, and it's like pull energy up from the earth, from the whole entire earth, up through, you know, up through your body, up through your feet, up through your legs, up and out through the top of your head, your arms, etc. And it's like, and start receiving. Ask, what would it take to receive from the chair, from the computer, from the people involved in the business, from the trees outside or the sand you're sitting on if you're on a beach or the mountains around you, whatever it is. And just ask to receive.
Yeah.
And see if something starts to change for you.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to do it all yourself. Having your business, creating your business, does not mean that you have to do it all yourself. Even if you're the sole owner of the business, you can still receive from a plethora of possibilities around the world.
Yeah, and when you do it by yourself or think that you have to do it by yourself, you're actually eliminating possibility. You're eliminating money. You're eliminating joy from what you're creating. Like, you're actually working dynamically against yourself when you think that you have to do it by yourself, which is quite the opposite of what everybody thinks in this reality with business.
Exactly. It's like, what if you were willing to function even just for a day, the opposite of what you usually function from? So no judgment, lots of space, lots of questions, and it's like, and not buying into any of the projections of anything that you're choosing. And everything at that is times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. So we are almost at the end of the show, Heather. So I really wanted to thank you for coming on. Live, first of all, and it not working out, and we tried something else, and now we're doing the pre-record. Yay!
I know. So, thank you so much for having me. It's been really fun.
Cool. You're very, very welcome. And I really do invite you to check out the Access Business 101, Business Done Different, one-day classes, $400. Heather said she's got 7 of them up there over the next 4 or 5 months. I'm actually coming to Houston at the end of August, early September.
Yes.
Doing 3 days, doing the Access Business 101 and Access Business 102 classes. So it's over 3 days. You can come to Houston, come meet me, and Heather might be there. I'm not sure.
I
also
I
on live stream. All right.